听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, thanks for taking your time to visit us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, like many things that are now wildly popular, Japanese anime started off small and it steadily grew. But how exactly did it get its start? We'll be exploring that question more in today's lesson. Two things to preview before the reading. One is the word frenzy, and the other is the phrase to come into one's own. Let's take a look at frenzy first. There was a book buying frenzy across the country when the president published his story. That's a good example sentence for that word. And the example sentence for the idiom come into one's own is, after her outstanding performance, it was clear that the young dancer had finally come into her own. All right, everyone, let's get our magazines out now and turn to page 33 for the reading. Please follow along as we read.
Amazing anime. Anime's beginnings. But how did this anime frenzy get started? The first anime came out in 1917. Some mimicked American cartoons like Felix the Cat, but others told Japanese folk stories and legends with animated characters drawn in an Asian style. The style really came into its own in the 1950s, when comic book artist Osamu Tezuka started Japan's first TV animation studio. His productions became hugely popular in Japan. Later, in the 20th century, filmmakers Miyazaki and Takahata began making animated films, and the art form's popularity spread abroad.
Hi friends, I'm Esther.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip.
And we're so glad you joined us for day two of our lesson. Yesterday we learned some very interesting things about anime and how it's universally appealing to many people. Today, we're going to look at anime's beginnings, and I think we're going to also learn some very neat things.
Okay, well, the article asks, how did this anime frenzy get started? Esther, what is a frenzy?
Well, the word frenzy means a period of great activity. So if something is in frenzy, it means that a lot of things are going on at the same time. For example, during Christmas, there is often frenzy at the mall because a lot of people are there getting gifts for their family and friends.
Right. If you're in a state of frenzy, it means you're actually acting a little bit crazy. It's a very busy sense of activity, I guess we could say. So as our author asks an important question, how did this anime frenzy get started? Why are people so crazy about anime? Well, we see here that the first anime came out in 1917.
That's right, 1917. That's a long time ago, and I think we have some more information about that.
Many people feel that after 30 years of production, Japanese animation is getting stale. That is, every plot has been tried, every kind of character has been explored, all of the good ideas have been used up. Fortunately, to American audiences, the concepts and characters are new and fresh. Even so, others feel that in many ways, anime is still reinventing itself, with increasingly complex storylines and flashy artwork.
Well, that was interesting. Well, let's go back to the text. Remember, we're talking about the anime frenzy, and also remember that anime first came out in 1917.
Okay, so we see here that some anime mimicked American cartoons like Felix the Cat. Let's stop for a minute on that word, mimic. Some of you like to mimic others. I know when I was a kid, I was always mimicking my teachers or my parents. So if my parents told me no, I would always say no. And I would try to mimic what they were saying.
That's right. When you mimic somebody, you're simply trying to copy what they do.
Right. So I guess what we're seeing here is that the anime, the original anime, mimicked certain cartoons. And Esther, what was one of the cartoons that our author mentioned?
Well, one cartoon is Felix the Cat, and this is an American cartoon about a cat named Felix and all his adventures.
And I think that this cartoon was actually first made during the silent film era. You know, there was a period of time when there was no sound to films, right? And they just had to watch them with no sound, and that's when Felix the Cat first made its big debut.
That's right, and he was very popular, so popular that they made a movie about Felix the Cat.
Oh, cool. I'd like to see that sometime. Well, as we see here, anime mimicked cartoons like this, and others told, we see here, Japanese folk stories and legends with animated characters drawn in an Asian style. Now, Esther, let's stop for a minute on these words, folk stories and legends. Are those always true?
No, folk stories and legends aren't always true. Many cultures have their own folk stories or stories that they have passed down from generation to generation, or legends. And these are stories sometimes about great heroes and what they do, but they're often not true, but many people know these stories.
Right. I think of a story like Robin Hood, kind of a very popular legend. And still, we're not sure, did a real Robin Hood live? Did he exist? But I'm sure that a lot of people still enjoy telling that story over and over again to different generations.
That's right. And the article says that this style came into its own, which simply means it became its own thing. It took on its own identity as a distinct style.
That's right. It came into its own in the 1950s. So that's really when anime took off, so to speak. It became its own style, especially in Asian countries, because they were mimicking the American cartoons, but yet they had their own style and their own unique characteristics.
And this is because in the 1950s, a very famous Japanese comic book artist called Osamu Tezuka began Japan's first TV animation studio.
So we see that these productions became hugely popular in Japan. They probably started a big frenzy and everybody wanted to watch the new animated cartoons. And then what happened later in the 20th century, Chip?
Well, anime went from television to movies. Thanks to Miyazaki and Takahata, they made animated films. And so from there, the movies really made the art form
universal. In fact, it became worldwide, and the art form's popularity spread abroad. So it went definitely out of Japan and into many other countries. We're going to be talking quite a bit more about this, but right now we need to take a break and watch a skit.
So, tell me, how did this anime frenzy get started?
It started in the 1920s.
Oh, you're older than you look.
Very funny. Japanese artists mimicked American cartoons. Other artists used animation to tell folk stories and legends.
Oh, so that's how it all began.
Oh, yeah. Then, in the 1950s, I came into my own when comic book makers started a TV animation studio.
I bet you were very popular.
Oh, yes. First in Japan, and then my popularity spread abroad.
Why do you think you're so successful, anime?
Because I have a variety of stories. Battles with giant robots and supercomputers. Suspense-filled dramas. And romances, too.
Are anime romances the same as Western ones?
Anime romances frequently involve a humorous twist or some quirk.
Really? Something like an anime cartoon falling in love with a real person.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Oops.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Well, you know, I learned something new before the break. Japanese anime is almost 100 years old. I never knew that. So you can see this art form really does have quite a history. But it wasn't really until 50 years ago that the anime art form really began to gain momentum. From its center in Japan, it slowly started spreading around the globe. In this portion of the lesson, we'll discover some of the unique storylines that, together with the artwork, make anime different from traditional cartoons and comics. Okay, here are today's key words and example sentences. Opponent. The political candidate spoke out against his opponent's policy on education. The second word is quirk, as in, by some strange quirk, Matt and Allison met again after 20 years and fell in love. All right, friends, please open your magazines, if they're not open already, to page 33, and the reading today will begin on line 13.
Amazing anime. The stories. Anime and manga tell a variety of stories. With Japan's technological advances, it's no surprise that many stories feature spectacular battles between giant robots, sometimes called mechs, or supercomputers. Other stories involve a game of wits, where the main character attempts to defeat his or her opponent in a suspense-filled drama. For those who prefer softer stories, plenty exist. Anime romances differ from Western ones because they frequently involve some humorous twist or quirk, like a magical character.
Now let's talk about the stories in anime.
Okay, anime tells a lot of stories. In fact, we see our author tells us that anime and manga tell a variety of stories. Yesterday, we learned that there's something for everyone. It's not the same story. It's not the same theme in every animated cartoon.
That's right. And with Japan's technological advances, with Japan coming up with a lot of new technology, it's really, the article says, it's no surprise that a lot of the stories in anime, movies, and programs feature spectacular big, exciting battles between giant robots. Sometimes they're called mechs.
Giant robots and the supercomputers. Now, this is really interesting to me because they make things that aren't alive come alive in anime, and there are spectacular battles. Now, Esther, what is a battle?
Well, a battle is when you have two sides or two or more sides and they are fighting against each other. So you often hear battles in wars or in computer games, you are fighting your opponent.
Right. But here we have battles between things like giant robots and supercomputers. Wow, that sounds pretty exciting. And again, Chip, what do we call these giant robots?
Mechs, which probably comes from mechanical or something mechanical or some kind of machine.
Right, it looks like kind of like a shortened form of the word machine. Well, maybe this is the kind of anime you like, but if not, there are other kinds of anime. Other stories involve something called a game of wits. Now let's look at that phrase for a minute.
Right, a game of wits. Your wit is how smart you are. So we sometimes say a person who is very smart or they can think very quickly, we say that person is witty. So your wit is how smart you are. And in a game of wits, people are competing to see who is smarter or who can use their wisdom to beat the other person.
Ah, and these are very popular as well, this kind of entertainment through anime. So there can be sometimes a game of wits, and it's kind of like your brains are battling it out. And again, as Esther mentioned, the main character attempts to defeat his or her opponent in a suspense-filled drama. Now let's stop there for a minute, because we have a lot of words we need to define, don't we?
That's right. First of all, an opponent is sometimes an enemy, but really an opponent is anyone who you are competing against.
Okay, so in this competition, there is an opponent. You are competing against the opponent, and you want to win. We can also say you are opposed against this person. And there's a lot of suspense, isn't there, Esther? I don't know about you, but I love suspense, and I like suspenseful books and movies and novels. What is suspense?
Well, suspense is that feeling of excitement, the feeling of not knowing what is going to happen. So you feel some tension. You feel like there is something going on, but you're not quite sure what it is, and you're very excited about it.
Yes, you're kind of waiting for it. What is going to happen next? So some people love the battles, and they love the competition and the suspense of anime. But you know what? If that's not really your thing, don't worry, because anime also has a softer side.
That's right. It sounds like there are also some romantic stories in anime, and also some stories which give you a twist where your expectations are surprised, where something happens that you didn't expect.
Right. And this is what our author says is a bit different from Western anime. Japanese anime can be different because in their softer stories or their more romantic stories, there's usually a humorous twist or a quirk, like a magical character. And this is what the Japanese love. Esther, can you tell us what a quirk is?
I sure can. A quirk is something very strange that happens by chance, something that you didn't expect would happen.
Oh, if somebody has a quirk, it is something a bit unique, it's a bit strange. So sometimes these kinds of stories, they might also be suspenseful. You're left hanging a little bit, and it might also be funny. Our author tells us that some of this anime is humorous. Well, we definitely have much more to talk about, but right now, we need to stop for today and visit the chat room.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken.
And my name is Linda. And today I'd like to talk a little bit about character and characteristic.
Good idea. You know, I find those words very confusing at times. It talks about characters drawn in Asian style in our article. Now, this refers to the people or parts in a story or movie, right?
Right, you are. And this is one usage. And then the other major usage is a person's character. That means the combined features or traits of someone.
Could you give me an example?
Sure. These are traits like being brave or impulsive, funny, honest, or even dishonest. There are many, many character traits or characteristics of a person.
Characteristics?
Yes. A characteristic is like one trait or a distinguishing trait. Like those I mentioned before are all characteristics. And a person's character is made up of a combination of all of those characteristics.
Oh, I get it. 先来看 character 这个字，课文中 character 表示动漫中的人物，每一个小说、戏剧、电影中都有不同的 characters 人物。除了 character 也可以用 part 角色，character 也可以表示一个人的个性，比如说 her character is very different from her husband's. 她的个性跟她的丈夫很不相同，而一个人的 character 是由她所有的 characteristics 特征、特性所构成的，比如说诚实、幽默、慷慨都是不同的 characteristics. 除了 characteristics， 也可以用 trait， T R A I T， trait. Now, I've also heard someone called a person of character. What does that mean? Aren't we all people of character?
Well, we all have a character, but a person of character means someone with high or honorable morals or principles. Someone you can really trust and look up to.
So he is a character then, right?
Well, that has a different meaning. If I say Ken is really a character, that means that you do things that are somewhat unusual and people notice them. Usually we say this about people that do things a little bit differently than we would expect.
这两种用法要分清楚。如果某一个人被称为 a person of character, 或是 a man of character, 那是说他有高尚的品格。Character 表示人格品性。但是如果说某某某 is quite a character, 或是 he is a real character, 那是说他是一个与众不同、特立独行的人。
And here's a woman of real character, Michelle, who will now give us some language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 come into one's own 这个成语。Come into one's own 是指得到应有的重视。例如 ,Even Helen didn't get the promotion this time, she will someday come into her own. 虽然 Helen 这一次没有得到晋升，她总有一天会得到赏识的。或者是 ,The scientist's theory finally came into its own years after he first published his thesis.这位科学家在他出版论文几年之后，他的理论才得到应有的重视。继续我们看的是 opponent 这个名词。opponent 是指对手或反对者。例如 ,her chief opponent in the May election will be a female too. 他五月选举要面对的主要对手也会是位女性。或者是 ,we beat our opponents by using the coach's new strategy. 我们用了教练的新战术打败了对手。或者是 ,he's one of the president's most outspoken opponents. 他是对总统发言相当直接的主要的反对者之一。最后我们看的是 quirk 这个名词。quirk 是指突然的转变或变化、偶发的事件或者是巧合。例如 ,by a quirk of fate, the couple took the same flight after years of being apart. 命运的安排让这对分离多年的恋人搭上了同一班的飞机。Quirk 也指怪癖或者是奇怪的习惯。例如 ,one of his quirks is biting his fingernails. 他的怪癖之一就是咬指甲。And that's all for today's language tips. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Amazing anime. Anime's beginnings.But how did this anime frenzy get started? The first anime came out in 1917. Some mimicked American cartoons like Felix the Cat, but others told Japanese folk stories and legends with animated characters drawn in an Asian style. The style really came into its own in the 1950s, when comic book artist Osamu Tezuka started Japan's first TV animation studio.His productions became hugely popular in Japan. Later, in the 20th century, filmmakers Miyazaki and Takahata began making animated films, and the art form's popularity spread abroad. The stories. Anime and manga tell a variety of stories. With Japan's technological advances,It's no surprise that many stories feature spectacular battles between giant robots, sometimes called mechs, or supercomputers. Other stories involve a game of wits, where the main character attempts to defeat his or her opponent in a suspense-filled drama. For those who prefer softer stories, plenty exist. Anime romances differ from Western ones,because they frequently involve some humorous twist or quirk, like a magical character.
Friends, do you enjoy Japanese anime? If you're not familiar with it, check it out the next time you're at a bookstore. Then maybe you'll understand a little more why it's exploding in popularity. Now, besides unique artwork and unusual storylines, anime's characters themselves are quite special. Join me tomorrow as we learn about them. So, friends from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, we hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.